You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome to Suckers, everyone. We've got a great episode for you today. We are going to be talking about our most recent trip a little bit. We are going to dive into what it's like to work together.
Go on work trips together. Traveling with your partner can be challenging, can be super fun, but can also be challenging. And going on work trips together is another added layer.
What's your overall general census on working with me, going on work trips with me?
It's fun.
I really
do think it's fun. It's usually my work trip and you're shooting it, but this was reversed. This was Dean's work trip that I was shooting. So I'm not really used to that. And I'm not really picky with my shots. Dean is super picky with his shots. So maybe that's my only issue, is that you're just way too hard on me.
You think I'm picky with my shots?
Yes. And you're like, you want to be in control and doing everything, which is so funny because you always say that about me, that I need to be in control and I can't let go of control. But when it comes to shooting, you are a little crazy.
Wow. Dropping the C word just like that. We're not even a minute into this podcast. You're already calling me crazy.
You're just so hard on me. It scares me.
Well, this is why. I don't really care about many things, as you know. But for some reason, when I have an idea of a video or an image in my head, and I'm not allowed to be the one to get the image, it has to look exactly like I imagine it. Otherwise, fury and maelstrom gets rained down from the skies.
And with me, I see like a general vision of what I want. And if that vision just falls in this large circle, I'm happy. But yours is a very small circle.
Well, it's got to be great for you because you have a vision and then I film
you
it.
You usually exceed that vision.
Or take photos and it's better. And I'm not saying that yours isn't. I just have a very particular way that I like things to be.
Here's my issue. I get that, but you have no wiggle room. And I'm like, let me be a little creative.
I can wiggle.
No, you don't.
It's just hard. It's just hard when we have conflicting ideas about certain things.
So then Dean will just try to take it into his own hands, fly his own drone, crash his drone into a tree.
That's right. Thank you for putting, thank you. 2 minutes in now, we've already called me crazy and ousted me for crashing
well,
a drone
happened.
Into a tree.
It's a fact.
Yeah. Well, so let's talk about Oregon real quick.
Yep.
We flew to Oregon with Hyundai.
Hyundai's great. We'll get more into it, but they're great.
Let's
just get
into it now. They were letting us drive the Hyundai Santa Fe around.
Yep.
I don't really normally like other cars. Like, I like my Toyota and I like my Subaru and your Tesla's fine. I just kind of get like settled into those cars, you know? And whenever we get like a rental car, I'm always kind of like a little underwhelmed. Uh-huh. But the Santa Fe knocked my socks off.
Oh my gosh. I don't want to give it away. We're not on the brand trip anymore, but we had some issues that required us to drive here and they let us keep the Santa Fe for the next couple of days. I really don't know how we're going to give it back.
Yeah, I really hope we don't have to give it back, but I guess this is not a Hyundai Santa Fe commercial. This is this is us. But we did want to say that we did like the Hyundai Santa Fe. So if Hyundai's listening, we would love to just take that Santa Fe home with us.
We'll just take it off your hands.
Yeah.
But we went to Bend, Oregon, and it was our first time in Bend. Oregon is one of my favorite states. It goes Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon for me. Wow.
Top three.
Yeah.
Hawaii's number two though.
That was honestly hard to rank between the two. I don't know.
It's like 2A and 2B, Hawaii and Oregon.
Yeah, so...
What about California?
No.
Wow.
I know. Four. That's fourth.
Okay.
But I love Oregon so much. It's one of my favorite states ever. It's so underrated. It's so gorgeous. And it was our first time in Bend because we did the coast. We went north to south, ended up in California. And Bend is so cool. I loved it. We stayed at Brasada Ranch. If you have the chance to go to Bend, I want to have my 29th birthday there. It's amazing. They have pickleball courts, tennis courts, horseback riding, golf. They've got a golf course on there. It's literally everything you need. And it feels very much like one of my favorite hotels, Calamigos Ranch in Malibu. You have like your beautiful room and the property's massive and great food, great coffee. I love it.
I liked it as well. It was hard to be there for work. Work is in air marks.
You're just dying to golf.
And the golf course is right there. Do you drive by it every single time you come in and out of the resort? Was probably a resort.
It was a ranch.
Ranch resort. You drive by it every single time you come in and every time you leave, and people are out there having a great time laughing and smiling and giggling, and I'm just driving my little Hyundai Santa Fe, wishing I could be out there with them laughing and smiling and giggling. But yeah, it was a beautiful hotel. We had like this nice little bungalow that we stayed in. And just overall, Oregon is definitely a top seven state for me.
Oh, seven.
It's hard. I was thinking in my head while you were ranking yours.
What is yours?
It's got to be like Colorado, Montana, Idaho.
Oh, where all Oregon, your siblings are.
Hawaii. Yeah, they live in cool states.
Okay. Well, I'll accept that. California's low for you.
California's on the list. Utah's super high on the list. Mm-hmm. Love Utah.
Arizona?
Arizona's probably not even top 10.
Oh, but it's... cool state.
But yeah, so we were there. As Caitlin kind of alluded to earlier, I was flying my drone while she was driving the car.
Well, let's go to the alpaca farm first.
Oh, gotcha.
So we went to this alpaca farm. We were trying to look it up. It's in Tumalo. So if you look up Tumalo Alpaca Farm, I'm sure you can find it. They do alpaca picnics. It was amazing. The alpacas just come right in your face. They're not super cuddly. But
looking for the farm.
You're looking for it? Okay. They're not super cuddly, but they will like let you rub their little puffy cheeks and stuff. They're so, so cute. I'm kind of bummed because we spent like an hour with the alpacas and then we saw that there were donkeys, little tiny donkeys that came up to my waist probably. And they are like dogs. They are so cuddly and so sweet. And I wish we spent more time with them, but it was a really, really fun little excursion we did. They had great lemonade, little snacks and picnic. It was so fun. You just get to feed them. They're all really loved and taken care of, which I love to see with animals on a farm, you know?
And expensive.
Yeah, we learned, and there's like, how much? 60 grand for an alpaca.
60K for an alpaca.
That's crazy. I don't know how much donkeys are, but oh, they were so cute. And Dean left and he's like, I didn't know that I wanted a donkey, but now I really do.
I didn't say that. You said that.
You said that.
You want the donkeys.
Well, of course, but you said that.
I said the donkeys are okay in my book.
No. You were giddy. Okay. When you were there.
I was not giddy. I would take a mini donkey over an alpaca any day of the week.
Totally, because they're cuddly.
Yeah, they were cute.
They were obsessed with you too.
Well, I smelt like them. That's probably why.
Yeah.
But yeah, the alpacas were super cute. Highly recommend going there. Apparently, it's like a big part of Bend and Sisters culture. Yeah. Maybe not so much Bend, but Sisters at least. Mm-hmm. Sisters is like the small town just north of Bend. And they've got alpaca like insignia all over the place. They sell alpaca wool socks and underwear. And
we got an alpaca beanie.
And beanies. Yeah. So they like their alpacas out there. They're very cute. And then, yeah. So then we were at this one location getting shots with Hyundai. Pole Creek. That's right.
Ranch maybe.
And Caitlin was leaving, driving the car, and I was flying the drone to just like get some B-roll shots. And I hit a tree, which I've hit plenty of trees in my life flying that drone. I've been flying that drone for 7 years now.
I was thinking, I don't think that tree was 100 feet. I think it was like 50 feet.
Okay. I totally disagree with you.
No, it was really high. Maybe it was 100 feet. I don't really...
Exactly. You have no idea. And I do. And so I'll take what I say has more truth than what you say.
It was tall. It was really tall.
Least 750 feet.
Okay. It was 100 max.
And I hit the tree and I knew exactly where it went in. And I was just like waiting for it to fall out and it never fell out. So,
and we asked for a football to throw the football into the tree.
But who can throw a football 100 feet in the air? Not me.
And that's we were given sunscreen.
Okay, so let's think about this for a second from the perspective of like a throwing a football. An NFL quarterback can throw a football probably like 70 yards, which is 210 feet. You're telling me that I can't throw a football even half as far as an NFL quarterback?
Well, that's why I was like, there's no way it was 100 feet.
That's what I'm saying. If it was 50 feet, do you think I could even throw a quarter of the distance of an NFL quarterback?
Okay.
It might have been 150 feet now that I'm putting it into this perspective.
But you got all the way up there.
No, I could only get it up like halfway up the tree.
That's not good. It also wasn't a football. It was sunscreen.
Yes. But the point is I crashed the drone into the tree. Couldn't get it out. And I like thought about calling the fire department, but I didn't want to use resources on that.
Did you ever consider climbing it?
There's no. Yeah, I did. But there's no branches. Like the first branch was 50 feet off the ground. Oh. Or in your case, I guess it might have been 10 feet off the ground, in your opinion. But no, yeah, I looked at climbing it and it was impossible. I like read that you could get like people climb trees with like micro spikes or something like that. So I could have climbed it, but yeah, it was time for a new drone anyways.
Yeah. And our new drone is great. It's already better. The battery life is longer. Mavic 4.
Mini 4 Pro.
Mini 4 Pro. Yeah.
But I got the lady's information. Hopefully if the drone ever falls out, she'll...
She said if there's a big enough wind, maybe it'll fall out.
Hopefully it doesn't hit anyone on the head.
Yeah. During a wedding. They have a lot of weddings there. That would suck.
That would be really sad.
Yeah.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. And another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs. First was Pappy and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Also, if you're in Bend, something we didn't do, we were right by it.
And I kind of wish we did. Story.
Yeah, it's the last standing Blockbuster in the world.
Yeah, the last Blockbuster. They barely sell movies anymore. They just basically sell merch.
Well, it was about renting back in the day.
They barely rent movies.
Them. Yeah.
I know that. Okay. But I'm saying they barely
do. It's just about merch.
I'm saying they barely rent the movies anymore.
Mm-hmm. But that's cool. And also that some of the best vintage shopping I've ever seen is in Bend. Oh. I loved it.
The one store that we went to?
Yeah, well, then everyone else was raving about their other stores. But the thing about Bend is their vintage stores are only open from Thursday to Saturday. Like, what?
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
So lame. But we went to Old Boy Vintage, and I got some new boots. I got a vest. They had great stuff.
And I got nothing.
Yeah.
The TJ Maxx had some good stuff for me.
Yeah.
And then on our way out of the, on our way out to head back to Colorado before coming here to Napa, we had about one day to just kick our feet up and relax in Colorado. And we're sitting on the runway. Oh, actually, let me just give a quick shout out to the gate agent because she was such a sweet
person. Oh my gosh, she was so great.
She,
I hope she's a sucker.
She's got to be a sucker. I went up because Kaylin and I were sitting apart from each other. I asked if I could sit next to Kaylin and she hands me my ticket. And I was like, what? How did you hand me this ticket? I didn't even give you any of my like credentials or anything like that. And she goes, I know who you are. So nice already. And then we're up getting lunch. And while we're up getting lunch, he upgrades us to first class.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
And then we get on the flight. So we're sitting on the plane and everyone's boarded and loaded up and ready to go. And then all of a sudden there is like a computer error with the airplane. And so we're sitting on the airplane for 3 hours. Everyone deboards. Well, not everyone. They give you the option to deboard. We're just sitting there.
Deboard, deplane.
And this is kind of why that was such a sweet gesture from the gate agent was because we were sitting in first class.
If we were in coach, it's just smaller seats, a little more cramped. We would have gotten off the plane.
And I would
and no snacks.
And no snacks. And I never pay for upgrades. I think it's a waste of money. But if I get upgraded for free, I'll take it all day long.
Yeah. So we stayed on the plane. It was honestly a nightmare because we're there for an hour and a half. He's like, all right, if you want to deplane, but we're taking off today. We're definitely taking off. And the flight attendant kept saying the same thing. So then people like over half the plane deplanes. And then I guess they were trying to get on other flights, changing their tickets. And they announced that the computer has been fixed. Let's all get back on. And people were trickling so slowly.
So slow.
Like one person every 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, where did they all go?
Yeah. So apparently because they tried to get on another flight, they then had to manually rebook every single person at the gate, which took so long. Everyone is then boarded. Everyone's in their seats. And they say, yeah, sorry, the computer shut down again. And it's an even worse problem than we thought. Which is crazy because if it didn't take an hour and a half for them to board, we would have been in the plane. We would have been there. What would have happened?
What do you think would have happened if we were in the plane?
Death.
In the air when the computer shut down?
Death.
I don't think so. I think it would have been fine.
What?
Yeah.
He said he was like, the first time he was like, we can't see the radars. We can't see, like, they can't see anything.
Yeah, but they're just flying. They could just go like analog and probably land it safely.
I'm glad they didn't have to.
Would have been nice. We could have gotten home and seen Al.
I know.
But in hindsight, obviously, I don't want to die in a plane crash. So I'm grateful that there's issues.
It really freaked me out. You think we would have been fine?
I think so, yeah. Mm. I mean, those pilots are trained to fly airplanes without the computer technology. The computer is like just a bonus. And listen, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, what? You've taken like two flying lessons.
Hey, I've got 15 hours of lessons under my belt. And you know what? Didn't use a computer for any of them. Yeah. That might not entirely be true. I'm not sure if that's true or not. It's been a while. Yeah. But yes, but fact of the matter is we ended up not taking off.
But it made, honestly, worked out. Didn't have clothes, so we just thrifted and shopped at TJ Maxx and Target. It all worked out. But because we were flying home to, have two nights with Al and then flying up here or down here.
Over here.
Over here. I don't know where we are. And it just didn't really make sense to like go all the way back to Colorado just to come all the way back here to the West Coast. So it worked out and we drove our Hyundai Santa Fe.
Honestly, like how kismet is it too? We were only 8 hours north working for a car company. And like, you know, like we could have been working for...
We could have been in Maryland like the last one.
It could have been like an energy drink company in Montana. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, you know, is not too far-fetched. But the fact that it was like close enough and it was a car company... And everyone at Hyundai is so great. And they were like,
they were so easy. We were like, can we take the car for a couple of days? And they were like, absolutely. Just
sign this and then you're good.
They were so great. Also, so I drive a Tesla and I love my Tesla. And the reason I got it was because it self-drives. And the Hyundai's better. It's kind of making me mad. It's so much better than the Tesla.
It's so nice to sit in a car and just like press a couple buttons and then just relax.
Because the Tesla is, the self-driving freaks me out. It's so finicky. If there's if you're on the highway and there's any yellow flashing lights, it freaks out, slams on the brakes, super dangerous. So I never use self-driving because it's not smart.
I don't know if it is technically self-driving on the Santa Fe.
Yeah, well.
Or if it's just like lane assist, but the lane assist is like really good. So it just does keep you in the lane.
Yeah, it's technically not self-driving, but it was awesome.
I could not touch the steering wheel for an hour and we would be totally fine.
That's not.
There were times where, so I like to really test the limits of these things.
I don't.
And Kaylin.
I like my life. I'm
looking over at Kaylin like, look, it's turning the wheel by itself. And she's like, stop.
I don't trust
grab
it.
The wheel.
I don't even trust the Tesla. And it's supposed to do that.
I know, but it's like, it, you know, there's so much research and innovation in these things that you got to trust them.
No.
You don't trust...
They fail all the time.
Even on airplanes.
Okay, no, but the Hyundai, I felt safer in that than self-driving in Tesla.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think would happen.
Hmm. But that was our trip to Oregon. So do you like working with me or do you not like working with me?
I like working when it's my work trip and you're taking photos.
Why is that?
Because you put too much pressure on me. I get freaked out.
I like to deliver a quality product.
Well, let's see. It still hasn't even been edited. Yeah. Edited.
Well, that's because someone stole my memory card reader.
That sucks. What do you think about working together? Do you prefer you working or you taking the photos?
I prefer taking the photos, of course, all the time.
Yeah, I knew that. That was an easy, easy question.
But then also too, like we were there with adventuring with Nala, mm-hmm, and it's Chris and Nala. You've probably seen this person on Instagram Nala or TikTok. Stomps. She does the Nala Stomp. She does like the Trust Falls. And he's a great guy. Nala is obviously a very cute pup. I feel kind of bad because like Nala is not going to help him film anything. So like at least I have you there and you're much more talented than a dog is.
Thanks.
You're welcome. But no, I mean, it is great that you took to the camera stuff so fast because it is nice. Yes, I am kind of... annoying with like wanting to get the shot set up exactly how I want them. But even if I didn't, you would still do just as good of a job. It's just like different than what I would normally go for. Yeah. So I do appreciate that, you know, I have you there to help me get the shots that I need to get.
Yeah. For me, I've been on trips, many with you and then many with friends. And it's always fun with friends. It's always fun with you no matter what. But it's fun to go on a trip with your girlfriends, but they don't know how to use my camera. And so I end up with like blurry shots that I just kind of have to use anyway. So
we've gone on trips with like photographers where you make them use your camera to take a quick picture of you. And even those pictures, you're like, have you ever used a camera before?
Yeah, I know. It's just
What's
us.
Up with that?
It's just us. We just know each other so well.
You think?
We're just that good.
You think?
No.
True love is always being excited from the first moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard.
The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight. And honestly, the answer is yes.
Ashley adopted Lois, and I didn't know until I actually picked her up and saw her with my own eyes that we were taking this dog home. But I took one look at Lois, and my life has never been the same, and I love her so much, and I'm very grateful for that moment that Ashley decided to adopt Lois. So it really was love at first sight for me.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed that 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected, and another Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 90% of first-time dog owners report that having a dog improved at least one relationship in their lives.
We have adopted two dogs First was Pappy, and the second was Alistair. And I got to tell you, I didn't know I could love such a little creature so much. With Pappy, he just stole our hearts right away. He was so attached to us. And even with Alistair, we got him and we fostered at first and then decided to adopt not long after that.
Just a few days after.
They bring so much light into our lives. After we lost Pappy, Kaylin and I agreed to maybe take a couple months off from having a dog in our lives. And not even a week later, we couldn't stand it anymore. There's just so much light that coming home to a dog brings into our lives. And whenever we're on a trip, all we can ever think about is coming back home and seeing Alistair. So I love adoption. I think adopting dogs is the way to go. They are so grateful for it. They definitely love you harder because they know what you took them from and the great life that you're giving them. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes, and we can attest that love at first sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find love at first sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change, so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
So another part of Bend, Oregon that we loved is the healthy food options. And it's honestly mind-blowing. We live in Aspen-ish. We don't live in Aspen. We live in the Aspen area. Dean hates it when I say that. We live in the Aspen area. Everyone there is just like outdoorsy, super healthy. And there's no healthy food options. Like restaurants, there's
nothing.
I'm
honestly just trying to think of one and I can't.
No, the closest one is a smoothie juice shop in Snowmasser, Aspen. It's the same one by the same owner. So it's crazy that there's no healthy food options. Like everything is wings and quesadillas and pizza and Mexican food. And it's just like, come on. So now we went to this amazing spot called Active Culture. Again, if you're in Bend, go. It's like they had so many amazing things on the menu. The food was delicious.
Everything was vegan and vegetarian, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they had any meat. I didn't realize
I kept
that.
Looking for meat and I didn't see a single meat item on the menu.
It was vegan. I get so excited when they have vegan chili because chili is always like beef and stuff.
Beef and stuff.
So now we want to open up a like healthy food restaurant in Aspen and be the first.
Yeah, there's just some issues with that. My father and his wife owns a health food store.
Health food store. Different from a restaurant.
No, I know. But we would
imagine being competitors.
Well, I wouldn't even be competitors. Like we would probably source some of our ingredients from them.
Mm, that'd be odd.
And they would probably never deliver on their agreements. Mm.
Well, we've got health grocers in Glenwood.
Yeah, and there's the Whole Foods, I guess.
Yeah, we can make it work.
But it was a really good restaurant. I got the Not Your Mama's Nachos. Mm-hmm. So best nachos I've ever had.
Honestly, so good. They had turmeric in them. Never had nachos with turmeric.
I had the acai bowl. I love a good acai bowl. It feels like you're eating ice cream, but it's kind of healthy enough to make you, you know, not feel like a total piece of crap.
I got huevos rancheros, which is my favorite breakfast of all time. And two smoothies because one just wasn't enough.
Yeah, Kaylin does this all the time. It's probably my biggest pet peeve that you do. She got the smoothie in the restaurant and it was delicious and she loved it. And then as we're leaving, she got one to go and she took three sips of it. And then
I drank half of it.
And then it melted in the car.
I was so full.
Your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Always. But it was so good. It was like the Hailey Bieber strawberry glaze smoothie that you know nothing about.
Hailey, yep.
Yep.
That's my ick with you.
All right.
I also have another ick for you.
Dean, enough. What?
I meant to bring it up last week on the podcast.
What?
We have a sink or a faucet in our house in the kitchen. And it's one where you can remove from the stand.
I always put it back.
You put it back half the time.
Oh my God.
And every time I walk in that kitchen, I just see it hanging all freely out there.
Shall I start with your icks?
Yeah. Well, it's only fair. I gave you two.
Okay. You walk out of your clothes and leave them in little piles all around the house. It's just like you evaporated all over the house.
I thought you liked that. I thought you thought it was cute.
It's not cute. They're everywhere. They're all over the bathroom. They're all over the living room. What are you doing? Getting naked in the living room?
Sometimes.
Oh my gosh. And your shoes. You just walk out of your shoes and they're right in the middle of the walkway. So people are tripping all over them.
Well, what do you want me to do? Take my shoes off, leave my shoes on, keep my shoes over there.
You to take your shoes off and put them in a respectable place in the house.
Okay. I can try.
And your clothes. What's your puddles
my travel
of clothes.
Ick for you? Do I have a travel ick?
Yeah. You know what it is. You like to get to the airport as it's taking off.
That's very true.
Yeah. And it gives me anxiety.
Yeah.
So that's my qualm with traveling with you. It was great because I had a work trip in Denver before Bend, and you flew out of Aspen. So you met me in Denver. I got to get to the airport when I wanted to. There was no stress. I get super stressed flying with you.
Yeah. I don't want to waste my time in an airport. I want to get there as efficiently as possible.
Here's what I don't understand is you're going to be sitting on your phone on TikTok at the house or in an airport. What's the difference?
Well, that when we left for Ben specifically, it was a very early flight and I was a little hungover. And I knew I could press it because the Aspen airport is very small and I can get through it very quickly. Denver airport, on the other hand, you have to take the tram all the way down. It's huge. But Aspen, you literally just go through the security and then your gate is right there.
Still.
Yeah.
Also, you never know about parking in Aspen if it's going to be full or not.
I think this time of the year, you can always kind of expect it to be pretty mellow.
Well, you don't know that for certain.
You're right.
So these are other factors that weigh in on my anxiety.
Yeah. That's my travel because I like to get to the airport late.
Yes. You texted me and you were like, they're boarding, still haven't made it to the airport.
That's a big stressor is when you get the we're boarding text and you're still 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Crazy.
Oh my gosh. And then I went through security and they had to rescan my bags and they had to go through it and check it. And I'm like,
because
what?
Things come up in the airport and that's why you get there a little bit early.
There needs to be one consistent set of rules for the security gates because it's not always the same. Sometimes you're like, oh, you have to take your camera out. Oh, you have a Nintendo Switch in there. That has to come out. You did at certain airports, it's different. Or even certain in the same airport, but just different entrance gates. Every TSA agent is kind of looking for something different. And so you can never get it right every single time. It's frustrating.
Again, it's just why you got to get there a little bit early.
I'd rather sit on TikTok in my house than sit on TikTok in the airport. But I do see your point. If you're just going to sit on your phone anyways,
yeah,
might as well just sit on your phone in the airport.
Drives me nuts.
Okay, sorry. I'll do better.
Thanks.
Gosh.
I'll put the sink thing back on its hook.
I'm trying to think of my travel ick for you now.
You already have given me two icks.
Yeah.
You buy it. Third?
Well, you gave me three.
Clothes and shoes are one.
That's two. And then the being late thing.
Your ick for me is that I get stressed.
Yeah, that's true. Very stressed. Mm-hmm. And it's how can I unstress her? And then I just get mad. And then so then I get stressed. And then you get mad at me for getting mad. And it's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah, traveling to the airport. Once we're on the plane, it's all good. But to the airport, I'm always stressed.
I will say, to your credit, you get over things really quickly.
Yeah, and you don't.
I don't. I can't.
I move on. I forget.
Yeah, you do. And then that makes me mad too. I'm like, how have you moved on so quickly from this issue that we were just arguing about?
Because I'm stressed getting to the airport. We've made it to the plane. Forgot.
And I'm still just brooding. And then Caitlin gets upgraded to first class and I'm back in the way back in a middle seat, just brooding.
Yeah. Maybe you should travel more to get upgraded more.
Oh gosh. It's so frustrating. The not being upgraded thing is frustrating. Yeah. Yeah. But is there anything else you want to talk about before we say goodbye?
I think I'm all set with that. Got your icks out, got your anger out.
No anger.
You just said there's anger. There's brooding.
Just ugh.
Ugh. Honestly, when people talk about icks from their husband, I like picture those TikToks where they're swimming and you like see them. Have you seen the guy like swimming?
Underwater?
Yeah. And he just looks funny swimming underwater and like things that like are actually cringy. But this ick doesn't feel that bad to me.
Which one?
Your icks for me.
Oh.
They don't make me feel like, oh, sad.
You don't really have any icks.
Great.
Was me throwing a sun tan lotion into a tree, Nick?
No, you are actually looking like an athlete doing it.
As if I'm not an athlete?
Yeah.
You kidding me?
No. But I think most men would give me the ick throwing a bottle of sunscreen at a 100-foot tree. 200 but you didn't.
Foot tree.
No, you looked good doing it.
That's good. No, no, like physical icks.
No, never.
What about when you can hear me pooping or something?
Yeah, there we go. That's the one.
Nailed it. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Be sure to tune in next episode where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.